Citrus fruits like oranges and lemons are not local, but they are in season, and they sure do make winter dishes flavorful and pretty. Think of the deep red flesh of a blood orange or the bright tart taste of a Meyer lemon. Fields in the Northeast may be dormant right now, but groves in Florida and California are producing an abundance of oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and limes to help tide us over until the spring. Chef Rian Martinez relies on citrus during the winter months and uses the fruit in a variety of ways. She's here to talk about that for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Rian.
Thank you.
So you recently taught a class at Brooklyn Kitchen about cooking with citrus. What are your secrets?
I would say secret number one is to make sure you use the zest. Citrus is amazing. It's a whole package. You've got the skin, the oils in the skin. If you zest them onto a salad or a cocktail, into a cake before you bake it, or even to finish a meat dish, you're adding a lot of almost like floral aromatics from those oils. And then, you know, you could even save it for a later date, cut it in half and juice it. And the acid or the sweetness, depending on what you want to add to that dish, can really kind of add a brightness to it that, you know, is oftentimes lacking in produce that's available in the winter. You know, that the acidity of a summer tomato can kind of be mirrored in adding a little squeeze of Meyer lemon juice or lime juice to a meat dish or a salad.
Since we're talking about a seasonal crop, let's change the subject for a minute to hear from a farmer. Mary Mitchell of Eagle's Nest Grove in Crescent City, Florida, supplies Brooklyn Kitchen with organic citrus. She tells us she and other citrus farmers near her have had their crops stolen this year. 60% of her fruit was taken in the middle of the night.
Well, you can imagine. Look on my face when I drove out there to see where the color was. And I just locked up my brakes in the middle of the highway. There was no fruit that had been there the night before. I'm like, I kept walking back out there looking like, I don't believe this. My fruit's gone.
She attributes the theft to the downturn in the economy. There was also a recent story in the New York Times about stolen pecan crops. On the upside for Mary Mitchell, she tells us the rest of her crop was in high demand because of recent reports that fungicide was found in orange juice imported from Brazil.
Actually, it has tripled my orders. I have one region of a grocery store that I normally send about 12 pallets a week of juice oranges to, and they're taking 40 a week.
Rian, because of concerns about fungicides, do you make it a point to use organic citrus, particularly since you use the skin as zest?
Definitely. The quality of an organic citrus and the skin is going to be much better. It's going to be better cared for. It will have less like wax on it and things that they're using to preserve and just have a purer oil and flavor profile.
And no
really.
Pesticide
and
residue.
And no pesticide.
Yeah, the big one. So there's all sorts of gadgets for squeezing oranges and lemons. Any one better than the other?
My preference would be an old-fashioned reamer. Either, you know, the glass one that maybe your grandmother has in like the old-fashioned green glass, or even like a handheld wooden or metal one. That would be my preference because you can you can see that you're removing everything. And also, as opposed to the kind where the hinged ones, you very oftentimes get the oil into the juice when you're using a hinged one, and it can add a little bit of bitterness.
And any tips for juicing? I've heard you're supposed to roll your citrus on the counter.
Definitely. The other thing you want to make sure to do is keep your citrus at room temperature. It's easier to extract the juice if it's not cold. Same thing with the zest. The oils are going to be easier to release into what you're cooking.
Chef Rian Martinez teaches at the Brooklyn Kitchen and has worked in restaurants in Brooklyn. The last one was Berlin near BAM, and also in restaurants in the Pacific Northwest and Latin America. Thanks for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Nice to hang out.
To learn more and to get Rian's recipe for Caracara orange and fennel salad, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.